My heart beat furiously, and I steadied myself so I wouldn't fall down from the tree. I was right. I had not imagined anything. There really was a sea monster out there. But this time I didn't rush down to tell anyone. What would the people do, I wondered. Would they try to find it? Or maybe to kill it? Somehow, although I didn't know why, I could tell that the sea monster was not dangerous. It just wanted to swim and splash and jump out of the sea the same way I jumped over the waves. I climbed down the tree and went home. The first thing I wanted to do was eat, but people were all over the porch talking wildly. "We saw it, Anna Rosa," they shouted. "We saw that big sea monster of yours." Mommy was passing around a plate of dulces, the sweet milk candy that I love. She must have just made them because they were still warm and soft. Children were carrying huge plates filled with different foods that their mothers had made. Angela was directing them to put the food here or there on our big table. I saw plates piled high with arroz con pollo, plátanos fritos, and batatas fritas. Señor Garcia apologized over and over to me. About 100 people were gathered on our porch, in the yard, and along the roadside, talking about the sea monster. "The tourist high season is coming," said Señor Rojas, who owned a jeep that he rented to tourists. "We can't let anyone know we have a sea monster hanging around Sosua Bay." "But why not?" asked Señora Perez, who sold paintings on the beach. "It could be a tourist attraction. Plenty of people may decide to come here just to see it." Half the folks whispered, "He's right," and the other half said, "She's the one who's right."